Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Word for Today with Reverend Andre Thompson.
Get ready for real talk, real life issues for the next half hour.
The next voice you will hear will be no other than Reverend Andre Thompson.
Well, good afternoon. This is yours truly, Pastor Andre Thompson. I'm just delighted to come into your home, meet you on the internet, in your car, wherever you may be at. I want you to know that you have entered into the Word for the Day radio broadcast ministry, and I'm just excited about what God is doing in the land of the living. My goodness. Let me tell you, people of God, I'm excited because I want you to know that our God is not dead, but he is alive, and Jesus is on his way back. I don't know what day, I don't know when he's coming, but I know he's coming. Amen. The Bible says no one knows the time or the hour. I want you to know one thing for sure. He is on his way back for a church without a wrinkle, without spot, without blemish. My goodness. Listen, we've been having such a wonderful time this week. Amen. We kicked off this week with Charles Clark. My goodness. Awesome man of God that was out there in Baltimore, an activist, author, motivational speaker. I came on yesterday, and I was speaking to you about faith, and my goodness, I'm telling you, today it continues. I am honored to have with us on today Apostle Teresa James, my special guest on today, pastor of New Direction Deliverance Ministry in Douglasville, Georgia. I'm telling you, I better get ready. Know somebody that needs to hear a Rhema word? Well, I'm telling you what, you better go ahead and text them. Everybody's so good. You know, that's one thing about this generation we have today, amen. Everybody know how to text. Everybody's texting. I'm really old school. I'm just used to getting on the telephone and calling you and even say what I got to say. But this is what people do. So get on your social media and let someone know to tune in, to call in right now. I'm telling you, because we're about to bring it out shortly, and I want to just thank one of my other guests that came on a few times. Well, this coming Saturday, my Lord, Joe McRae Productions will be having their play, their new gospel smash play called Jesus Loves Me. That's right, at the Crossroad Theaters in New Brunswick, New Jersey. So everybody in the tri-state area, you still got time to make that 7 p.m. show. They have two shows, 2 p.m. and 7 p.m., but that 2 p.m. show is already sold out. My Lord, I'm going to be there. My wife's going to be with me. Some friends are going to be with me. I'm coming out there to have me an awesome time. You know, I met this man about 6 years ago when I was doing a gospel comedy show there at this Tony Award winning theater back then some years ago to raise money for another church in their community center. But let me tell you something, this man is appointed, anointed by God, and if you don't know where to find him, look on my Facebook page. Well, listen, beloved, I know you're excited. I am too, to hear what the word is going to be from this anointed woman of God on today. So I want to introduce to everyone that's listening by way of the telephone, by way of the internet, Apostle Teresa James. God bless you, Apostle. How are you today?
Amen. I'm fine, man of God.
Amen. Well, I'm excited to have you on. I'm glad you answered the call, my Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And like once again, we are excited. You are the pastor of New Direction Deliverance Ministry in Douglasville, Georgia. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Amen. I've been in Georgia, but I've never been to Douglasville, so I'm going to have to make it my appointment to come through your city, your town. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Well, listen, woman of God, I'm not going to hold you too much longer, but I just wanted to say that we are excited. People on the have called in. We have folks in the chat lines and they're on the internet listening to the broadcast. And, you know, we're excited that from 72,000 people a few months ago that we have jumped up to about 85, almost 86,000 listeners that are, I mean, that they are listening from all around the world. So there's some places, you know, woman of God, that people can't even get the Bible. They can't even get, they have some safe houses where they got to smuggle in this one sheet. My goodness. Mm-hmm. But look what technology is doing for us today, that we're able to get around the world just to bring the word of life into someone else's territory. Praise God.
Amen.
So with that being said, amen, I'm going to move out the way. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to present to you our special guest on today, Apostle Teresha James. God bless.
Amen. We bless the Lord for the amen for the viewers out there today. We thank the Lord on Apostle Teresha here in Douglasville, Georgia. Amen. And I always say I'm nobody without Christ Jesus. I just want to bring before you just something, a little token, but let us go before the throne, amen, to pray. Father, we just thank you, O God, for who you are. We thank you for life as in strength. We thank you once again that you have given us, O God, breath to breathe again. We thank you, O God, that you have made the crooked path straight in our life. We thank you that you sit up high and look down low. We thank you, O God, that you said, amen, your word, and we trust you with all our heart, and we lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways we must acknowledge you, and you will direct our path. We thank you right now, Father God, for the men of God, for this radio, O God, broadcast. We ask you to bless him, O God, and cover him right now. Him and his wife, O God, keep them, O God, in your bosom, O God. We thank you. And that a word is said today that you will move, O God, me out of the way and allow your spirit, O God, to come forth, God. Let a word change, O God, and pour down and be strong, O God. We thank you right now, God, for revelation, O God, and raiment, O God, from on high. And Lord, we just ask you right now, God, that you, O God, get the glory out of everything we do. And we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we bless the Lord today. Amen. I come before you right now with a right now word. Amen. I begin to go, amen, with my very familiar scripture, amen, that I love dearly, and it is Isaiah 61. Amen. A lot of people, amen, we hear this scripture, amen, but today the Lord said to bring it to you and let you know because you have suffered. Oh, God, because you have suffered. Some of you on the line, maybe not all, amen, but I had to suffer, amen, had to endure. But I want to read this, amen. Isaiah 61 says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings. I just believe if I was right home with you right now or driving in the car with you or, amen, at work or wherever you might be, I would just point at me right now. I would point at you. Just go ahead and put your hands on your chest because it says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. That's when you point yourself, me. He, amen, upon, amen, upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings and to the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted and to proclaim liberty to them captives and open up the prison to them that are bound. Amen. I want you to begin to realize that you're no longer bound anymore. Amen. Because you have suffered. Amen. I want to talk to the ones that maybe all of you have not been through nothing, but the scripture says, amen, when Jesus quoted these words in Luke 4 and 18 and 19, as he read it, amen, amen, in Isaiah 61, 2, he says this word, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that are mourn. Amen. I want to skip, amen, down a little bit farther. I'm getting a little besides myself because I feel like shouting up in here. I feel good. Amen. It's something about the word, saints. When you hear the word and it get rooted and grounded in your spirit, you want to run on. Amen. And continue to, amen, to stay in his presence. But what I'm getting here, it says down a little farther, it goes down and it talks about, and they shall be of the old ways, and they shall raise up the former. Amen. But I want to talk a little bit today, amen, about the ashes that you're dealing with and the beauty. So I'm going to go down right here when it says, amen. I don't know if you have your Bible, so I'm going to paraphrase it a little bit and let you know, because God is saying, because you have suffered, there's a man of God and a woman of God on the line that's been going through, amen, that the devil, amen, had, amen, tried to pull you down. But I want you to understand that didn't matter what took place in your life, didn't matter how it, amen, how it happened, I want you to understand that devil had to get permission from God to mess with you. Oh, my God. Somebody ought to shout right then. And that means if the devil got permission to God to mess with you, that let me know that God already knew your trial. Oh, my God. I feel like shouting up in here. If God already knew your trial, then I'm going to show you something. In 3, it says, I'm going to go back. In 3, it says, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes. Oh, my God. You mean to tell me that God said he'll give unto them beauty for ashes? Why would he do that? Now, ashes, we already know, ashes remain of something that's destroyed. Oh, my God. Feel like shouting again. What is ashes? It's ashes remain of something that is destroyed. Amen. But he want to take your ashes. He want to take your hurt, your rejection, your pain, your pride. Look, the things you had to go through, the husband might have left you, the wife might have left you, you might have not had a job, your bank account might be empty. But he want to take all those ashes and return it into your beauty. Oh, my God. Now, what is beauty? An attractive person or something that looks good to the eye of man or the eye of woman. Amen. Beauty. So he want to take that ashy stuff. Some of you on the line, amen, might have been in ministry and had to close your ministry down because why? Everybody went on the same course. Some of you might have had a business and all of a sudden had to shut your business down and asking God why. But I'm here to tell you he's, amen, because you have suffered. Oh, my God. I wish you could just say that. Because
amen.
You have suffered. Oh, my God. And because you have suffered, oh, wow. What he's going to do, amen, that is so important for you to understand. He said, I'm going to go on down to 7 because you suffered. He said, I'm going to take, oh, my God, for your shame. For your shame. You shall have double and for your confusion. So that let me know, in spite of when Job had to go through, when Job had to lose a whole lot, when Job, amen, even his wife said, curse your God and die. Job had his faith. He trusted God. Didn't matter what he went through. Didn't matter what it seemed like. He believed. He stood on the word of God. And some of you in here might have a Job experience, but I want you to know your Job experience, because you have suffered, is going to allow, your ashes into your beauty. Because you suffered. Some of you, amen, might be, amen, in debt, amen, up to here. Some of you dead, amen, might wonder, well, God, when are you going to bring me out? I've been going through this for a minute. Seem like I just can't get money. Seem like I just can't get everybody on my same page. But all of this is because of your suffering. All of this because of your going through. And you're going through it only because you had to get rejected. Oh, my God. You had to get rejected. Only because God has a calling on your life. We suffer for many reasons. A lot of us on the line, we suffer. A lot of us in our homes, we suffer. Our finances, foreclosure. We might be going through things, but we suffer for many reasons. Amen. Some of us suffer because it's our own mistake. Well, Apostle Teresa, why did you say that? A lot of it's our own mistake. We go back and get tangled up with people that we know don't mean us no good. We go back and we turn around and go back to the same job that God don't took us off of. We go back and we turn around and we still deal in our sinful ways. We still deal with that. Because we had to go through the mistakes, because you choose to go to them. But I'm here today to tell you that God is, amen, God is able to bring you out. Amen, some of you, amen, amen, not all, because some of us, amen, have allowed God, amen, to stand, amen, no matter what we go through, we allow God to stand. But some of us need to know how it is to come out. How can I come out, Apostle Teresa? I'm going through all this stuff, but can you tell me how? Well, I want you to know that God is able. God will bring you out. When, amen, he allowed his only begotten son. when he gave up his only begotten son, every sin that we go through, he died for us. So, amen, even right now in the midst of your storm right now, some of you might say, I just don't understand it, but I'm in an area now where I hear what you're saying there. You said the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, and I hear you saying that God wants, amen, to take my ashes and begin to turn into my beauty. But, amen, you don't know how I feel. I want you to know that I might not know, but God do. He's able. He knows how you feel. He knows even you will be on the line today. He knew that he would, amen, turn in your, amen, your mourning into joy. He knew, amen, you know, there's a song that said, late in the midnight hour, God's going to turn it around. Well, I want to take that song right now and say, late right now, at 5:15, God's going to open up that door. Some of you need to start walking into it. The Bible says in Hebrews, now faith is a set of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. You don't see it, but today, because you suffered, God's going to open that door. I don't know whose door about to get open, but God is rewarder of those that seek him. Amen. If you seek him and you begin to trust him and you begin to love on him, one of the things now, begin to say earlier, man of God, I began to say this, amen, earlier to the audience. I took, amen, a picture, and I had the man. I felt the man poured into the woman. And I want you to understand, amen, the suffering of that woman had to wait, amen, to get connected to the right person. Amen, that man is the one to pour into the woman. We always talk about the women's carrying the seed, but the women can't carry the seed. The man carries the seed. And I love it because what God is doing now, everything, have you ever took a seed before and you plant, thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen, for bringing it back. Lord, we good. You awesome. Have you ever took a seed, amen, and planted in the ground, amen, and you took a tomato seed or a watermelon seed or a flower seed? Back in the days, we used to do sunflower seed. Have you ever put it in the ground? And as you put it in the ground, amen, you begin to go up there almost every week watering it and trying to see when it's going to grow up. Well, let me tell you, the Word of God is the same way. As you begin to read the Word of God, it comes just like that. Amen. As people begin to pour into you, things happen just like that. You cannot get nothing that's not poured into you. Abba. You cannot, amen, allow anything to come out if it's not in you. So what's happening, because you have suffered, because you have endured, because the pain seemed like, amen, nobody understands you, God said to remind you, because you suffered, I'm about to give you this. He said, 7, for your shame, you shall have double. And for your confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in the land, they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be unto thee. Saints of God, people of God, man of God, woman of God, wherever you're at now, and you're saying, God, I need a turnaround in my life. I want you to remind yourself today, on Isaiah 61, we read 1, we read 2, and we read 3 and 7. And he said, because you have suffered a lot, because you had to endure, because you didn't mind allowing them to talk about you, scandalize your name, bite behind you. You didn't mind all that. You went through the persecution. You went through all that stuff. And because of that, amen, we already talk about supernatural things. Supernatural things are taking place. God has opened up the floodgates of heaven for some on this line. Lord, amen, if I could shout right now, I'll shout through the phone line. I'll show you how to shout. God is about to open up the floodgates of heaven for some on the line. Because why? You have went through your 7 years of hurting. You have went through your 10 years of hurting. You went through your 15 years of hurting. Some of you went to 3 or 4 months. Amen. And you went through all those years of hurting. And you waited patiently on the Lord. And because you waited patiently on going through the suffering, God said, this is your now time. Because you suffer, I'm about to, amen, to give you double. Somebody about to get double on this line today. Somebody about to get your blessing. Amen. Somebody about to get the things that God has for you. Amen. We look at this scripture, we bypass it. I don't want you to bypass it today in my closing. I want you to understand that if you're going through something right now, that he's able to bring you out. You can't look at man and you can't look at woman. But if you put all your trust in God, if you believe him, if you allow yourself, the Bible said, hey, God, if we consider our ways, some of us got to let go our old ways. let go of the things that we've been holding on to. Some of us hold on to memories, memories of our old marriage and memories of our old jobs and memories of our old buildings and memories of our old building. Let that go. You don't believe God? The Bible says faith come by hearing, and hearing come by the word of God. Now, faith without works is dead. When you begin to activate your faith right now, Lord, I used to have those businesses. Lord, I used to be happy that way. Lord, I used to have a house. Well, let me tell you, you're used to. Let's turn your used to into a now. Somebody need to have a now, amen, a now praise now. Lord, I might have had it before, but you are able to give me double. And that's what God want to do, right where you're at. Somebody on the line might need healing, but we bless the Lord for your healing right now. Because he said by his stripes you will heal. What's his stripes? The word of God. 39 stripes got me. The word of God, you will heal. So I thank you for where you at right now. I challenge you on the line today to just rejoice in the Lord for what he's doing, what he's already done. Amen. Begin to tell him thank you because he's bringing you out. Thank you because he woke you up this morning. If God did not do it, then who else would have done it? Because he did it. His grace and his mercy. The favor of God. We are now under God's favor. His wealth is yet to come. You ought to tell God, thank you for his favor. Every day we wake up, there is new life. Every day we wake up, we got a chance to get it right. Because you have suffered, because you have endured, God is reminding you, I am giving you your double for your trouble. Saints, in my closing, and I thank God for the man of God, but I want to say this to you, it's important. Go back to Isaiah 61 on your spare time and begin to say, God, I heard this scripture many times, but I didn't understand today that you said in the word, I'm just the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, but because I suffered, you're about to give me double. Because I endured, you're about to bless me. Because of my persecution, you're about to give me everything my heart desires. Because of that, you're about to give it to me. I'm in a place now, God, where I've been praying to you. And somebody said, I've been praying to you, and I've been crying out to you. But, amen, God said, it doesn't matter. I see your tears, and I hear your cries, and it doesn't matter. Today is a new day. Watch me. Some of you can go to the bank right now, and they told you no, and God will tell you yes. Some of you can go to a car lot when they told you no, and God will tell you yes. Because of this same scripture right now, because of Isaiah 61, for your shame. You had to get shame before. Your credit might look bad, might have been messed up. But God said, I erase that. I will blind the eyes of man. Go and get what you want in this season. You get your double. You get your life back. Stand up, man of God. Stand up, woman of God. Stand up and get your life back and watch what God do. So what, it might have hurt just a little bit. So what, it might have not felt good. So what, amen, you might have got some scars. But through those scars, he said, because you suffer, that is what he's giving back to you today. Your double. Be blessed. I love you. I'm turning back over to you, Apostle.
Amen. Hallelujah. I want to shout. I don't know. I'm shouting because I know that was an on-time word. I receive it. My goodness. I thank God for the rhema words. I don't know about you that are listening on the line today, but I'm excited about that word. God went right down my avenue. Amen. Yeah, I know God ministered to my spirit and to my soul. I thank God for the rhema word. Thank God for Apostle Teresa James. You that are listening on the show today, I found out that there was no more room for people to call in. But I want to give you something. I want to let you know something, though. Amen. That even after this broadcast, look on Apostle Teresa James' page, on my page. Amen. And you can actually just click on the play button, and you'll be able to re-listen to this broadcast. And if you go on to blogtalkradio.com/the word for today, amen, you'll be able to download this word that you heard on today. But my God, you that are listening on the lines right now, I know that there's many, amen, but I want to just take out this time before we run out of time, but I want to let you know that if you would like to speak with this woman of God, amen, or have a word of prayer with, or want her to pray with you, what I want you to do is press the number 1 on your keypad, and we'll be notified in the studio. And while you are doing that, amen, I just want to, once again, say to Apostle Teresa James that we love you with the love of God, and if you don't mind giving our listening audience a way that they can contact you if they would need to contact you or the ministry.
Amen. Amen. My email is TeresaJames416@gmail.com. My Facebook page would be Apostle Teresa James. You can inbox me, and I can give you any more information. And I have a church here in Douglasville, Georgia. So if you inbox me, if you're on Facebook, and you inbox me for the ones that's not on Facebook, and you need my number, then I can release the number to you after you match 1 and let me know you need it. But we're so grateful that you're on the line today.
Amen. Praise God. And I just want to get myself out the way. And when I say myself, I mean now the ministry radio information. If you'd like to email us, amen, and you need some material information on helping you or someone in the ministry, praise God, you can email me at info@theword4today@gmail.com. But actually, it is up now, praise God, info@thewordfortoday.org. That's info@thewordfortoday.org. Amen. That's a new one for me. Amen. Praise God. And you that want to support the ministry, please go to www.citywidecog.org. That's www.citywidecog.org. Amen. Now we got that all out the way. Praise God. We have a caller from the area code 478302. Good afternoon, and God bless you. You are on the air.
Yeah, my name is Pastor Heck. I thank God for the warning of God, and I appreciate that word that came forth. It was a blessing to my soul. I just thank God for the woman of God and the man of God on today.
Amen. Well, God bless you. Amen, sir. We appreciate you. Amen. Is there anyone else out there that would like to speak to the woman of God, or if there's anyone in need prayer, just press number 1. And if not, we're about 3 minutes before we get ready to get off the air. Amen. But I do want to tell you to join us on tomorrow. But woman of God, I like to say this, Apostle, that when you were speaking concerning Isaiah 61, even when you were speaking about what God had given us and the business that has closed, I was sharing with you before we even started the broadcast how God had blessed me with a business that had closed last year. And just as I recall what happened with Joel, I recall my situation last year when that car had struck me, because I thought about if the car had just moved over just a little bit, about a foot more to the left, I wouldn't have been here today. But I truly believe that God said, yeah, have you considered my servant over there? Touch him, but don't kill him. And see, one thing about God, if you have the faith, you got to have faith to trust and believe and walk out, and you got to put that combination together, the action with the faith. But I know that I've watched God move mysteriously, miraculously, even in my life. Amen. Even up to this point right now, I mean, the things that God's been doing has truly been him. You know, that's one thing God likes to do. He likes us to trust and believe him.
Yes.
And he leaves us in a position sometime where we didn't have no other choice but to trust him. But we also know that it was no one else but him that God get the glory, that man. You know, so there was a whole lot that you spoke. I'm going to replay that word. Matter of fact, I'm going to rebroadcast this day, amen, and let the folks hear it. That amen, because it was truly a blessing to me. Well, with that being said, we are under a minute right now. Apostle, if you don't mind, just go ahead and bless us by praying, and so we can conclude this session today. I appreciate it.
Amen. Amen. Father, we just thank you for the closing of this service on today. Amen. For the radio broadcast. Father, you should get the glory out of everything said, oh God. We thank you for the ones that have been on the phone line. We thank you for the capacity of him having an overflow line today. We just ask right now that you lead and guide him, oh God, to the things that he needs. And God, you said, amen, that we will continue, amen, to light ourselves in you. We thank you, God, that, amen, today as we close, oh God, that, amen, and we leave here, God, that you are getting the glory, Father, I thank you. There's somebody that didn't say they was, oh God, going through some stuff. I thank you for the healing that is taking place right now as we leave. We thank you, God, for restoration.
Yes.
We thank you, oh God, for restoring, oh God, everything that cake and rum stolen. Remind us in Isaiah and remind us, oh God, in Joel. We thank you for it right now that you're doing it. In the name of Jesus, bless, oh God, the man of God and his wife, God. Cover them, oh God, right broadcast it, even the most, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that it is so. And to a man we talk again. We love you. Be blessed.
Amen and amen. Well, beloved, I'm telling you, we had a wonderful time. You go ahead, amen, reach out to this great, powerful woman of God, and congratulations on the being engaged, about to get married, all that good stuff as well. I'm excited for you. Listen, y'all need to go ahead and just go visit Apostle Teresa James, inbox her, get some information. I'm telling you, you won't regret it. Amen. Once again, I thank you, woman of God, so much for coming through. Beloved, join me on tomorrow. We're going to continue on our conclusion of the week. I have a guest speaker coming on. You better find out. Better watch my page until we meet again. This is yours truly, Apostle Andre Thompson. Kingdom blessings upon you and your family. Have a wonderful day. God bless.
Amen.
Amen.